Good morning, beautiful ones. Welcome to Unity Church of Light's Silent Unity service for June. This is the first Thursday in June. How about that? Boy, the year is really passing. And so we take a deep breath this morning as Sarah reads to us the daily word.
Harmony. I live in harmony with all. Harmony is the chord of agreement. Musically, harmoniously, notes create sounds agreeable to the listener. I strive for harmony in my life by thinking, speaking, and acting in ways that encourage a chord in my relationships. Drawing from my spiritual faculties of love and judgment, I foster harmony by honoring the ideas of others. I listen with intention. I value all viewpoints, knowing that each person brings a different background and perspective to each situation. I do my part to promote unity by giving space and attention to ideas that differ from mine and finding new ways to encourage agreement. In doing so, I help create an environment of mutual respect where all involved work together towards a common goal. Romans 12 and 16 says, live in harmony with one another.
Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful message. Perfect, perfect for all the unrest that is going on in our country today. Harmony. And what brings harmony? Love. Love is the binder and the healer of all. If we just see through the appearances of another person to the core of their being, we will find there is only love. And so, we begin our Silent Unity service this morning with the prayers from Silent Unity. So I want you to take a deep breath and relax. Every hour of every day, Silent Unity responds to prayer requests from all over the world. You know, we are united with those requesting prayer and those who join with us in prayer. So here and now, as we pray together, we are linked in a tradition that affirms the power of God and our unity with God. So in this moment, we breathe in and breathe out and relax into what is right now. We know that every beat of our hearts radiate divine love, which is the harmonizing power. You are one with the harmonizing power of divine love. Whenever you may find it hard to be loving, turn to divine love by which you harmonize your thoughts and realize your true nature, which is love. By the radiating power of divine love, I am loving. Affirm that with me. By the radiating power of divine love. I am loving. So take a deep breath and take that in and rest with it a moment in the quiet. By the radiating power of divine love, I am loving. So breathe into the healing power of God, the renewing pulse in your mind, body, and spirit. Healing is so natural for us, but we must become a silent witness to the magnificent power of divine life in your body, mind, and spirit. And it takes dwelling upon the amazing capacity of wounds to heal and challenges to be overcome. You are renewed as you pray. Soak in these words. I am renewed as I pray. Affirm them with me together. I am renewed as I pray. And we take a few moments and contemplate that and soak up that statement and let it become a living part of everything that we do. And so we take a moment in quiet and listen to that as it resonates through our being. I am renewed as I pray. You know, all the wisdom we need is within. So we turn within to know all we need to know to make it through each and every day. Think of these words. I turn within to know all I need to know in the quietness of this moment, right here, right now. And as I be still and silent, I am receptive to the gentle flow of inner wisdom. I do not scatter my attention by grasping for answers all around me. When I need guidance, I become still and silent and attentive to divine wisdom. And as you do so, go about your day, because what you need, the answers that you need, are there with every step and every breath you take. Soak in these words. I am still and silent, attentive to divine wisdom within me. Affirm that with me. I am still and silent, attentive to divine wisdom within me. Breathe that in. And take that with you in a moment of quiet. Still and silent is the key. If you're looking for answers, if you're looking for peace, if you want to feel the love of spirit coursing through your very being, still and quiet is the pathway to take. So breathing in and breathing out, giving yourself permission in this moment to just be the spiritual being you were created to be. Saying yes to taking a few minutes apart to recharge, to plug in, to rejuvenate and restore our souls to their original state. Breathing in and breathing out, coming to a point in which we reach that innermost secret place of the Most High within us. And what a joy it is to take that step over the threshold into your inner chamber. And immediately be enveloped with unconditional love. Peace that passes all understanding. Wisdom. And guidance in this moment, right here, right now. We take a few moments to sit in the quiet and to soak in all the vibrations of spirit right here. Right now, in the quiet. Today we celebrate unexpected blessings. Our eyes are open to notice the untold ways that we are blessed. We cherish the unexpected kind words, thoughtful gestures, landscapes, nourishment, and every kind of blessing. We behold the beauty in each person we come in contact with. Receiving their presence as a precious gift. It is in gratitude for living and loving today that we pray. And in this atmosphere of prayer, if anyone has asked you to pray with them today, or you know of anyone particularly open and receptive to these vibrations, you can speak their names right where you are into the ethers, or hold them in your heart. But do so right now, gently calling them one by one. And to this we add all those who are hurting right now, who are in need of knowing the truth of their being, who are restless and feeling disturbed. We add them to this sacred circle that we're building, knowing that the Spirit of God is moving over our earth right here, right now, letting us know that His way is a way of peace and love. And we add to this sacred circle the President of our United States and all those in political power positions, incoming and those who are making those decisions for our country as far as the health conditions are concerned. We just send love and light, knowing that all is well with everyone, because there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in our lives. And when we turn to that light, we are restored and healed and whole. So as we bring this prayer service to a close, I invite you, if you'd like to, take a few more moments to yourself and to kind of sit in the quiet, to please do so. Let your souls be replenished in that healing light of spirit. And together for our universe, we affirm the prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever in this universe that we are, right here, right now, in this moment, God is there. Bless you, beautiful people.